Blog Talk Radio.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Think about it.
As you live from day to day, the choices are yours to make. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Come on now.
Keep your head up to the sky and do more than just survive. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Do it for me.
What you got to lose?
Tell me, tell me.
Tell me what you got to lose. What you got to lose? Can you dig it?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Say that one time.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Can you tell me what you got?
Can you tell me?
Right.
Y'all laughing about my what you got to lose. Well, welcome to the What You Got to Lose talk show, where knowledge is power and accurate knowledge is revolutionary. I'm your host, Sherwood A. Grant, holistic personal trainer. I'm here with, did we come up with a name yet, team?
No.
We're still working on it.
We're still working on it.
All right. Well, we're going to come up with a name. But I'm here with the ladies that are participating in my 12-week program, and we are in week three. And I can ask real quick, you all feeling anything or changing anything? I know you all have already started something as a group with the no meat, but I want you to pay attention to your bodies and once again pay attention to one another, because you'll be able to come in here week from week and you're going to start to see like, hey, your eyes looking a little bit clearer, your skin looking a little bit better, and you're moving a little bit different. You'll be surprised. But I want you to start paying attention to one another, because these transitions happen pretty fast. And sometimes people are quick to forget what they used to be like because of a transition. We are in week three. Week two, we had to hand in that diary. And that's a very intricate part of this program. So today I handed back report cards for those that are here. I'm waiting for Keisha. Hopefully she comes through, because I wanted to share everyone's report card and to talk a little bit about it. We want to kind of get an understanding as far as what I look for or expect, and what it is that you find a challenge with, so we can start to find a common ground, you know. But I have to do this. A lot of times when I look at people's diaries, those my little chimes to give me a little bit of a relaxation, so I can calm down.
Weekly on the bus.
Yeah.
Maybe in front of the bus.
Let me tell you.
When he goes over my diary, he's gonna be drunk.
You know, a lot of times I don't have a lot of expectations when the first people give me their diaries. But then when I talk to individuals and I'm looking at them and I know they feel they want to make changes and they're doing they're putting forth effort to make some changes. And then I look at their diary, I say, you got to be kidding me. Sometimes I say that. You got to be kidding me. And that's why I get my chimes out. Like, hey, you can't be wanting to make some changes and you're doing this and you're doing that and all that kind of good stuff, you know. So
we're human.
Right, of course. And it's just a little bit of a joke, that's all,
okay.
You know, just to get people to really, like as you said, become a wake-up call. You know, like I said, if you want longevity and vitality, which, once again, is what I always preach, then our choices kind of should match that. it has to match that. And then if you start to match that desire, man, you'll find that some of the choices will start to dissipate a little bit. But before I get into the diaries, the other homework assignment we had was prior to the first week. It was about having five habits and splitting them in half. And we also had the assignment that we were eliminating dairy from the diet to one day. And if you step out of that one day, if you can just note it down or share it with me or how many times you did, you know, I would like to know. So regarding the five habits, how many were able to split them in half? And what were your were things that you split in half?
The ones that I focused on, don't do that, was we talked about me half-assing my workouts, and we quantified that with a number, and we said that at least out of the 10, four of them, I wouldn't give it everything I knew I could. And last week, I was able to taper that down to just one workout where I know I could have done more, but I just wasn't feeling the instructor.
So okay.
I was able to really put forth a lot of effort in my workout.
Okay. All right. And anything else?
The drinking. We said how many drinks did I have last week? I cut those in half too. Those are the only things I focused on that I could quantify, because my other bad habits were lack consistency. You know, I think I've been consistent, so there was no way for me to quantify
gotcha.
That particular goal.
Gotcha. All right. Cool. That was good. What? Anyone else? All right, Beatrice.
I worked on not getting enough water and not having enough green leafy vegetables green leafy things in my diet. And I also worked on ingesting something within 30 minutes of getting up.
Okay.
And I did better with getting the greens in every day. I did really good with that. The water, I did cut that one in half. Within the 30 minutes, I wasn't able to really get that done.
Mm-hmm.
I need better planning on that one, because I wake up at one place and then I leave and go to work by 6 a.m. And so it's just, you know, I'm waking up at my mom's and then going to my house. And so it's just a matter of planning and taking things with me so that I can have something within 30 minutes.
Okay. And what else did you have? Was there another habit that you had too?
Those are the three. Those were ones I were really consciously trying to focus on this week.
Okay. All right. Anyone else?
Well, Sherwood, I was not here last week because I was feeling under the weather. And I was feeling that way because literally the moment you asked us to – now, I have been logging before, but – for some reason, in combination with you asking me to log, and then that same week I got weighed in at the doctor's office, even though it was good news, I immediately went into self-sabotage mode. I lost 12 pounds, so I was grateful for that. All my diabetes, hemoglobin numbers have drastically reduced. So I'm getting medical results to back up some of the effort I put in, but I immediately started eating everything, fast food. Within that weekend, I had pizza twice, Chinese food, everything.
As soon as you got the information that you were in the red or in the green.
Right. And I felt like I could not get enough food. I felt like no matter what I ate, I wasn't satisfied. And even though physically, by the week's end, because this was like a 7-day thing that started on the weekend, even though by Saturday night, I went out, I already had pizza on Friday with my nephew, then got Chinese on Saturday afternoon, then went out to a party where they had pizza then. By Sunday morning, I felt lethargic. I felt like I had a headache all weekend, and my stomach hurt. And literally, I still woke up Sunday morning and ate leftover pizza for breakfast. And I was like, okay, what's going on? And I actually talked to Beatrice about it. And I was like, I've done this before. I've gotten to a certain point where I've lost weight, And then all of a sudden, I just revert back to every old, food becomes almost like, it's almost like a scavenger. Like, I have to almost hoard, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we talked about was, okay, this time is different. It's not the same. So the next week, I slowly started to pull myself up by, you know, not having such a heavy breakfast. I did fruit smoothies for a couple of days. And so I'm still kind of pulling myself back to where, like, I just felt horrible.
Gotcha.
Horrible.
Gotcha. Well, that's one of the main things that this program is going to help you to overcome. Because if you put forth a lot of effort in order to get those scales or get those measurements in order, a lot of times that's just you inhibiting yourself of some things in order to get the numbers to say what you want them to say. And there may not be enough in place to make lifestyle changes. But I will say this, what you have done is very popular. It happens all the time. And for you to reach out to someone and have a conversation, that's progress. Mm-hmm. And that's what I look for. Then I say hooray. Because now you're identifying the issue. Now, if you were the person to say, oh, you know what, man, I didn't feel good, but I'm going to keep eating it. I'm going to give me a Beano, or I'm giving me an antacid, or I'm going to just get on Facebook and complain about my headaches and all how I'm feeling and keep repeating the thing, then your body starts to adjust and say, hey, listen, I'm not going to give you any signals to let you know you made the wrong decision. Remember, I said there's two lines of defense. The first one is to know what real food looked like, smell like, and taste like. And the second one is to have that communication with the body to be able to say, hey, when your body tells you that wasn't real food, that wasn't good food, that you identify what the signals is giving you. Because if you overlook those signals, your body's going to stop sending you those signals. You know, certain things might permeate for a while, but headaches, sometimes they become migraines, or sometimes it's mine, and then they come back. It's mine, and then they come back. And your body giving you these signals to help you address some issues before it becomes some sort of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's progress when you're able to identify and really put your finger like, wow, you know, I made some good choices, or I stayed away from certain foods, but as soon as I started to eat it, I got all these type of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, what were your habits that you had?
Good or bad?
Oh, no. Well, the ones that we were talking about that we want to split in half, did you work on any of those?
Okay, so the one that I'm having the biggest issue with, which actually goes in conjunction with, actually all of these goes in conjunction with health.
Of course.
My first one was I always eat something I shouldn't or more than I should in a day.
In a day?
In a day.
Okay.
It's either or. I don't drink enough water.
How much was it?
It's about 40 ounces a day.
Is what
so
you
about
do?
About three bottles.
About 40 ounces you do,
yeah,
a day is
a day.
What you do? Okay,
yeah.
And that's not enough, of course.
Yeah, it's not enough.
All right.
I watch way too much TV.
How many hours?
5 to 6.
A day?
Every day.
Okay.
And I always beat myself up about my lack of progress or not progressing so far by a certain amount of time.
With someone in conversation or just personally?
Like, you know, like,
is this when you're watching TV?
Well, no, just period.
I'm sorry.
It could be that too. It could be doing that too. I could be like, dang, you know? Or if I'm talking to somebody who is also on the same journey with me, and I'm thinking, dang, she wants 25 pounds, and I'm not.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. Or, and the other thing, I spend way too much money.
In a day? Or for
period.
The week?
Day, week, month.
All right. So let's look at those. Those are some pretty good ones. So the first one was?
I always eat something I shouldn't,
okay,
or more than I should.
Okay. It's hard to quantify that as far as to split it in half. But, no, I take that back. It's easy, actually. So I would suggest that you plan to eat at least a meal and a snack a day. All right. So you plan, you have a physical plan to say each day you're going to plan to eat a particular meal and a particular snack. All right, and maybe two snacks or maybe two meals and a snack. But we want, since you know that, hey, through the course of the day, you eat too much, I don't eat enough, well, let's put together something and say, hey, you know what, in the morning, let's say I start my day off right, I want to make sure every morning I'm either going to have a salad.
I always eat enough.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying.
But you said sometimes you don't, though.
No, I said sometimes I either eat the wrong thing. Like, I can have my three meals planned out perfectly, and at the end of the day, I'm going for the cookie.
That's fine.
Or something like that.
Okay, so
I either eat something I shouldn't, or I eat more than I should. Like, I might have my three meals a day, but at home, which goes in conjunction with the TV,
mm-hmm.
I'm watching TV, I notice my one allowance for pop chips turns into three bags of pop chips.
Okay. All right, yeah, so we I can't really split in half until we start to get a meal plan, and we'll look at that. What was number two?
Number two was I don't drink enough water.
Okay, and you say about 40 ounces to
mm-hmm.
split it in half, that's 20. We want to add 20 ounces to that 40.
Okay, so 60 ounces.
60 ounces is what we want to start to shoot for. Number three?
Number three is I watch way too much TV.
5 to 6 hours. Then let's say we're going to cut that down to two and a half to three hours, and what we're going to do to be able to do that, you want to pick and choose what shows you like to watch,
yeah.
And you T-bow it, all right? And then what I say easily to do is not look to step away from the television for that period of time, since you put that as a habit, so that means you identify something you need to change,
mm-hmm.
then I say use that time to prepare the meal, because that's the only reason why you're not eating like you want to, because you're not preparing the meals, and you're not preparing the meal because you ain't taking out no time to prepare the meal, because while the time that you should be using to prepare the meals, you watch it. Exactly.
Oh,
that's
so,
only 1 hour a week.
But
so
there's
another
show.
Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, The
right.
Deception.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Right. So let's
right.
pick and choose. Let's pick and choose. And even to start out, I'd even negotiate and say, hey, listen, if you can give me an hour a day of preparation to take from that, and you watching the TV while you're preparing, I negotiate with you with that. You know, otherwise, you know, take some quiet time to yourself and use that hour. At least let's take an hour away and prepare meals. Because I'll tell you this, from all the meal plans, and I'm going to jump and say that right now, because this is something that I found that was common amongst all the meal plans. The reason why people are not really reaching their goals, people don't cook. Bottom line, they don't cook. Every meal plan that I've looked at, for the majority, that's what's lacking, everything that I see. There's too much eating out, and there's nobody caring. A lunch that qualifies as that's good, and I'm not talking about the Morningstar, but I'm talking about caring a lunch that has herbs and has vegetation and has fruit, and that gives your body energy. I'm also looking at how often people are eating processed foods, you know, and when it comes from a restaurant, it is processed, you know, and then bagged foods, you know, and cooking is seen. I had a show not too long ago that was talking about cooking as a lost art, and it is. It is truly. People do not cook. Most say they do not know how to cook, and then everyone will want to say, well, I don't have time to cook, and I'm like, are you kidding? These are some of the basic skills that is needed for survival, so you got to cook. It shouldn't be an option whether or not you cook or not, and if you're not, then you need to implement it somehow, you know, a couple of times a week. You know, I think, Chauncey, you say you used to prepare food for the whole week for Sunday. So that is so important. That in itself will rectify a lot of issues right away, quickly, by just preparing food. What was the number four you had?
Number four was I sometimes beat myself up about my slow progress.
And then the fifth one?
Was I spend way too much money.
Okay, yeah. So getting yourself on the budget and looking at that and finding, and you're really pinpointing how much money you're spending and what you consider way too much, and cut it in half. That's all. Right now, that first assignment about cutting your bad habits in half is a powerful one, because you can still indulge into that habit, but just not as much. just slow it down. Just conscientiously slow it down, and you'll find how much big difference it makes in your lifestyle. What about you, Barbara? Were you able to battle or contend with any of the habits that you shared or wrote down?
I really didn't work on it.
You didn't work on it? Okay. And that's fine. You know, and like I said, this is all about transparency. There's no whip and chain from Sherwood. But I do hold people accountable, and I call a spade, because sometimes we expect things, but we don't do things to be able to reach those goals. So what were your habits then?
My bad habits was being consistent, mm-hmm. preparation, spending money on food,
mm-hmm.
like takeout food, and this old family habit, and another one was eating in bed.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's do number three and number two is what I want to really focus on then, since we said eating out, mm-hmm. spending much money on food. Mm-hmm. If you sit back and had to calculate how much money you spend on food, what would you say you estimate it to be? Or would you need time to do that?
Over $100.
Over $100?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A week or a month?
A week. And eating out. What I want you to do is really try to sit back and calculate that for a week and split that in half. Just split it in half. Say, okay, this is how much money I'm spending, and you have to have a physical, realistic number of what's taking place. And then say, I'm only going to use half of that. So I'm going to take this other half and I'm going to put it to the side. And then you can start to, that'll change your process of what you pick and choose to eat when you do that. And I say add that to your grocery bill, because this is the other issue I get people say, hey, you know what? It costs a whole lot to eat healthy, yada, yada, yada. I say, no, it don't. Because if you ate healthy, you wouldn't eat all the bad stuff and spend all your money on the bad stuff. That you are just wasting your money, because it's not going to give you a goal. So if you spending, you know, a lot of people spend more money than they think on food. If you're spending, you say over 100, if you're spending over 100 and you already have a grocery bill, and if you take half of that and add it to your grocery bill to bump it up to get maybe a couple of items that were organic in nature, then it doesn't cost that much more at all. You know, it becomes a wise investment. So that one, I definitely say, hey, let's look at that. And that about eating in bed. Oh,
that's a bad family.
It is. And splitting it in half. It's easy to do every other day. No, every other day. No, every other day. You have to really physically tell yourself, hey, you know what? I'm working on this habit this week. Eating in bed is one of them. I ate yesterday in bed. Today, I can't eat in bed. Tomorrow, fine. I can eat in bed. But the day after that, I can't eat in bed because I'm working on this habit. And if you don't step up to the plate and make a conscientious decision to say no to yourself, it's going to be hard for you to make any changes. So work on those two, and I'd like to hear back from you on just those two and some physical numbers by next week. And you make notations so you remind me, because I'm bad at doing that sometimes.
Well, I started already. I went to the grocery store and spend money.
Okay.
And my husband looking like, okay, all I see is fruits and vegetables. That's how he was looking.
Gotcha.
He's looking like, can I get some chips? And I'm looking at him like, don't touch them chips.
Well, you know that once we start to talk about food and what I suggest, you're gonna find that we can have some fun with food. And it's going to be quite exciting. It's going to be many things you're going to say, I can eat that. I can eat this. I'm like, yeah, why not? You know, but we want to get that transparency. So all those listeners that have not, as of yet, kept a diary, I really strongly suggest you, if you go to my website, simpleandgood.net, and use the tab download, you can download a copy of my diary sheet so you can keep a weekly diary. Now, we're going to talk about these diaries. I think I have three all right now that I can speak of. And I actually have a fresh diary from Chauncey today. And I will still be waiting for
Nikki
to bring me, give me her diary so I can start to playing that drum.
A couple more times.
Oh. Who should I pick first? Convenient, you said you had your hand up.
I was just talking about, I was going to chime in with what Barbara said about eating out. We looked at our budget, my husband and I, in February we spent over $800 eating out in restaurants. In February, and it was a short month.
Just the two of you all?
Well, my son.
Okay.
You know, but mostly just the two of us.
Right.
Because my mother lives with me, and she cooks for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want what she cooks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
$800.
$800.
You know,
grandma.
That sounds like,
you know, long term. It is good money. And if that money could be saved and used other places, and you try to make good choices when you're there, but then he comes with the carrot cake and.
$800
in February. And this is consistent. You know, so we have a date night, and then we have, you know, it's just consistent.
Listen, I tell people, I only work.
Girl, I come cook for y'all. $800.
I even did that. I did the chef where they cooked my meals for me, and it was so ridiculous. You know, it was ridiculous in cost, and the food was bland. And
we're going to change all that.
Yeah.
We're going to change all that. All right, all right. Well, Kavina, let's look at then, because looking at your meal or your diaries, the first thing I noted, and I'm not looking at your meal plan now, but I'm going to look at your report card.
Okay.
So you can just look around your meal plan and or your diary at least, and if you have any questions, definitely feel free. But the first thing I noted was that, and that's what everyone actually that I actually gave a report card to, is eating 30 minutes upon waking. That is just so important. Try to get that 30 minutes in. And we're not talking about you got to sit down and have a meal. It could be a couple of raisins. It can be a couple of dates. It could be a prune. It can be a chopped up fruit. It can be a night herbal tea. Getting something in your system to break that fast is so important. 30 minutes. Got to be on cue. You waking up. You get something nice and sweet. I love my little fruit water. I can share that recipe with you. For you all that are on my Eating for March page, Eating for Beauty in March on Facebook, for you all part of that page, I share that recipe, so it's definitely there. But I'll be sharing a lot of my recipes. I'm kind of reserving those for when we start talking about planning meals.
Okay.
But you can get a heads up if you're on that page. But getting something in that system within 30 minutes that seems refreshing is very important.
Okay.
All right.
It has to be refreshing?
Yes.
It has to be.
No, it can't be peaceful. eating every 3 hours is also what I denoted, because I saw you hit a span that you eat in the morning, and then there was a big span through the middle of the morning that you didn't have anything. And once again, you can have a snack. It can be nuts, seeds. It can be chopped up fruit.
Is dry fruit good?
We can do dry fruit. Dry fruit is good, you know, as long as it's a natural. You know, you don't want your food to go through a lot of a process in order for it to dry it out.
So you would want to go for hydrogenated dry food, right? Because a lot of dry food has a lot of processed sugar.
Yeah, so, right. You don't want any of that. You know, you want to get something that's definitely natural. Or not go that it doesn't go through a lot of a process. I'm not a big dry fruit eater though, so it's not really part of my. But yes, it's a good way to get food into your system. But we're going to talk about different choices right now. I'm just giving you some, you know, some things that I didn't note, and then I want you to give me feedback as to what you're going to choose and decide. I also said that food combos need to be refined, Kavina.
What does that mean?
Meaning that a lot of, you can tell you were eating out, and you were eating at the restaurant, because there was, it was busy,
food,
you know,
better
you had,
food combos,
right, yeah, better food combos. Sometimes you can eat too many different types of food in a sitting.
Okay.
It throws the body into a mass confusion as to what to do with it, you know. Once again, I share it with you all, the sheet that talked about food combining, and or we just probably just looked at it. We just looked at it and just talked about how that certain foods digest better than other foods. And so when you're sitting at a meal and you have a various different types of foods at one time, that can cause your body to become haywire as to what to do with all the nutrients. And some might some things might cancel out the other. So, for instance, drinking, especially tea. You don't want to drink tea with your food, and you don't want to drink tea right after you're eating, because your body will stop the regular process of digesting the food. All right.
Oh,
so
man.
you don't want to ingest certain foods, and that's why you don't necessarily want to just drink while you eat, because you want your body's natural juices to start to break down the nutrients and get all the nutrients before you just rinse it right down into your stomach. Because as it's breaking it down and expelling all what it needs, that's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your body working internally, and that work internally causes the body to use the store fat. So that's how you can start. If you eat several times throughout the day and you eat right foods without drinking, the more you allow your body to digest, break down that food, turn it into liquid, then circulate naturally without adding any extra fluids, then the more work your body undergoes internally, and then that means the more fat your body will start to burn off, the more energy, store energy.
Are you saying that you should never... never drink tea, hot tea.
Yes, you should never drink tea
food.
With any food. You should never, and you shouldn't, if you drink tea, you should drink it before you eat. And I would prefer it to be a snack item, per se, not with your food. Right?
Yeah, I always have hot tea with my dessert.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so you want to so these things I'm gonna just point out, and I like to give reasons for them.
Okay,
because
let me give you an example of something that I have in the meal plan, and you tell me if this salad is doing too much. So I have a salad. So the base is gonna be iceberg lettuce, broccoli, almonds, and blueberries, and then a tablespoon of light balsamic vinaigrette. Is that too busy? Too many ingredients? Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily is too many ingredients, but I don't like, but what I'm saying then with that, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to fine tune your salad. I wouldn't do broccoli though with fruit for some odd reason. It just doesn't vibrate well with me. Broccoli and fruit, floret, vegetation, and fruit just seems don't go well. but we don't
see, but
this is where, no, we do, but it's all relative at this point.
Okay.
Because if you are really bogged down with a lot of toxins in your system,
mm-hmm.
a crackhead tastes good, you know. So,
but we're talking about broccoli, and blueberries, you're saying,
necessarily, it doesn't vibrate well with me. The floret, and I guess I'm not sure why at this point, you know, because I didn't look at that, and because, like I said, I don't want to break down your salad,
okay.
You know, and saying what I would do or you do or taste. I'm just saying right away that just is something about that combination just don't sound right. But that, and you had something else with it, though.
No, that was it.
Okay, so your busyness, there were some, if you don't mind, your diary, please. Because you just picked and chose.
Busyness across the day or busyness within a meal.
Okay, so what day was that?
Right here.
Yeah. All right. So in the morning you had a smoothie.
And then skip to the snack, which would be.
Okay. So you had in the morning you had a smoothie. You had the banana, almonds, pineapple, lights, bran.
Okay.
That light bran, and I saw yogurt.
Oh, it's a light banana cream yogurt. It's a
okay.
type of yogurt.
Okay.
Good.
So light banana cream yogurt, pineapples. Milk and almond milk and banana. And then later on, you had the salad that you just made mention of.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a burrito bowl.
A vegetarian burrito bowl.
Right, with
brown rice
and beans,
black beans
and lettuce and hot sauce and
mm-hmm.
and some sort of mix. And then
banana.
Later on, you had some more yogurt with a blueberry muffin. And you had the other part of the muffin. And then you had some chips with green tea, I take it?
Guacamole.
Okay, chips with guacamole.
Chickpea chips, right.
And then the orange. Now, that wasn't necessarily in order that I made mention,
mm-hmm.
but that was just seemed like a lot of different variety of food. I like variety,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it didn't have enough rhyme and reason to me. It was too, just a little, when I say too busy, like for instance, when I share my meal plan, you see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So when I share a meal plan with you, you'll see what I'm talking about.
The way I look at the meals, I've always looked at them as individual. If I'm eating this right now and I'm still eating a healthy meal 3 hours or 2 hours later, that meal should be already broken down and doing what it needs to do. But you're saying that in one day, my meals need to complement each other?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying your meal should complement longevity and vitality. Your meal should complement giving you energy throughout the whole day. Your meal should complement you and getting stronger. And in order to do that, you might have, there's just a different flow with the food that you actually take. Because I noticed, like that particular day we just made mention of, you only had one bowel movement. So you had all that food in your system, a lot of variety, but your body only chose to eliminate at 11 a.m. that morning. You didn't have one in the morning. You didn't have one in the evening. You didn't have one late at night. You still only had one.
Okay.
You know, so, and that's why I say, and so I look at it, it answers why you didn't have three.
Never had three.
Ah, but you're supposed to, because you've eaten one, two, three, four, five, six times. So you're eating six times. If you were a baby, you're going to poop six times.
Okay.
So that's why I say, and this is a real good indication of why I say it's a little bit too busy, because your body's having problems digesting it. It's having problems to know what to do with it and break it down and to expel the waste from it.
So meal plan is really important, because I don't know how to do it.
Or combinations.
Yeah.
And using the herbs, and this was all eaten out. So, not all of it, but I'm saying majority. This
only
is
the
it.
Burrito bowl was eaten out, but everything else, Chipotle, burrito bowl.
Mm-hmm. And the salad you made?
I made.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so, and but there were other days. You chose that one day. It was funny. You
that
just
was
chose.
Your good day.
You chose.
You know, okay. Days are pretty much consistent.
Oh, no.
I was packing my
no.
lunch and taking my food and taking my snacks and
okay.
I'm making my own smoothie.
Okay. Is this a half a bag of what?
Garden salsa chips.
Okay.
From Subway.
Gotcha.
And when I was going to Subway, I was doing a vegetarian delight on wheat.
So busy, one day you had peanut butter and jelly, then you had mahi, a salad with...
mahi fish?
Yeah, you had, it was quite a few things in there. Then you had garden salad with Cajun shrimp pasta with spinach.
Let's see if we can take a weekend day. You know I went out like three times
okay.
that day.
And then, you know, and I'm like... You know, it was just a little busy. You know, that's what
that's
I look at.
Lunch
and those days,
and dinner at somewhere
right.
else.
So yeah, so that's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
And so I say cut back on the chips because they were quite often, and there are some healthier versions of chips. Not saying the one you have, but I just kept seeing chips.
I like chips.
Yeah, and it's cool with half chips, but there, I think there are versions of chips that you can get that can provide you with some nutrients and feel good instead of a lot of the processed versions. And once you get those, most definitely. I mean, it's all about
that. The falafel chips are really good. And
when you say good, see, once again, there's a couple of things that I my daughter asked me just yesterday. She said, hey, did you, because I wanted to taste it. She's in Girl Scouts. She sells the cookies, which I was like, yo, you guys, Girl Scouts making out on you all. But anyway, that's another subject. and... I said, hey, you know, I remember the shortbread cookie, you know, and I thought that was one of my favorites when I was younger and had a Girl Scout cookie. And I said, hey, I want to taste that. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, oh, okay, we had one. Did you taste it? I said, yeah, they were nasty. And I said, I'm not sure if they were nasty because I looked to see what was in it before I ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you shouldn't have looked. You should have read before you know. I said, she said, you should have read it after I ate it. You know, and wonder, did it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say taste good, for me, it just registered not being ignorant of what it is doesn't heighten the taste for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where I think a lot of people confuse. That's a real matrix. And I shared with her, you remember that movie in The Matrix and the guy was sitting at the table? I forgot his role, but he was sitting at the table and he's saying, hey, I'm eating this steak. And I know this steak is not really real, but it just...
Right.
And that's generally what's happening with food. People do not want to be responsible to know what it is, where it came from, how it got there, what's in it, so they can just say these famous words, but it tastes good. you know, after they put it in their mouth.
Right.
But for me, it's like, but I don't care what my sense is, because there are people paid top dollar to sit around, find some chemicals, put them together to put it on your food so you say the exact words of it tastes good. Top dollar. And this is what they do in order to have residual income. So if I know that, realistically, I know that there are people out here trying to heighten my taste buds to be able to buy their product, then I'm going to make a conscientious decision and say, hey, listen, the first line of defense is know what real food look like, smell like, and taste like. And after I ingest that real food and I say it tastes good, then I give praise to the one that has created.
But we eat for taste.
No.
One of the reasons
we've been confused to eat for taste, but we should definitely enjoy the taste,
right.
But you're not eating for taste. You're eating because you need to get more fuel in your body, because every single organ, every single cell in your body cannot function without fuel. You cannot cause your heart, ask your heart, your lungs, your pancreas, your digestive system, your reproductive system. You can't ask for all these organs and systems to actually function without giving it fuel, nutrients. And if you think that the only time you really need to feed your body is so you can get a taste, then we need to readjust that, because we got to first say, well, the body can't function. It's like going to a car and say, hey, you look good, but ain't no gas in you. And we trying to get to the other side of town. No matter how good that car look, if it's no gas, it ain't going nowhere. Same thing about your body. You have to give it, for vitality and longevity purposes, to have energy, you need to give it nutrients so it can move, so it can function properly. And in doing so, you can still enjoy the food for taste. And that's where the confusion come in at. People have been so socialized to think, hey, if you're eating for health, for nutrients, it's not going to taste good. And that's only because people haven't been exposed to enough good tasting food. And that's it. So that's what we're going to try to address, you know. But let me get through a couple of these. Finish with Kavina. Variety needed, especially for breakfast, because you were eating some of the same things all the time. Leafy vegetation was missing with your food. So you were putting salads together, and there may was some leaf in it here and there. But I was looking for, I didn't see any kale, any arugula. I didn't see any variety of different leafy vegetation. Or just try to get some leafy vegetation by itself. You'd be surprised if you just slow down what you put in it and allow. And I'm going to introduce you a nice little cucumber salad or kale salad. And it only has three ingredients. All it has is kale, lemon juice, and chili pepper. And if I tell you and show you how to make it and hear you eat, you'd be like, wow, that tastes pretty good with only three ingredients, you know. So learning how to be able to take the essence of food and bring it out, the flavor of it, is really a positive or a good tool.
Okay.
So the conscientious combos. Beatrice, you mind we look at yours?
Go right ahead.
Eating 30 minutes upon waking was definitely one of the things that I pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
No meat in the morning. We definitely want to stop that as soon as possible, because that's just one of the cardinal rules.
Really?
We do
what
not.
Meat are you eating in the morning?
I didn't eat meat, but he categorizes fish as meat.
Okay, no.
Well,
fish is meat. That is meat.
He categorizes
No. Fish is meat. Now, I know you're talking about as far as no meat Monday. Y'all do your meat thing.
Yeah, I'm
so
just giving you a hard time.
So no dead carcasses. Let me say that. No dead carcasses in the morning. It's one of the things that I really would enjoy this not seeing. That's gonna be part of our plan anyway. So no stress, but I just pointed out no meat in the morning. Live food upon waking, because there was a couple leftover choices that you had also that you were kind of snacking on in the morning. More water, definitely. Mm-hmm. Leafy foods also were not in your diary too. That you needed more leafy foods, and I saw that you wasn't getting enough sleep. And a lot of that has to do with what you eat. A lot of people don't really want to fail. But I'm going to tell you, you have a good meal, you sleep like a baby. When you have a lot of processed chemical foods, a lot of meat, like I say, a lot of the ore of that animal is all into that food still, into that flush. And then the processed food and the chemicals, you start to itch and move and the head start. You don't know what's going on. Solid food that your body can actually understand will have you a solid sleep. Also, I noticed that you were using muffins a lot to be your go-to breakfast. So I was saying, hey, let's step away from that. Morningstar is not your savior.
Yes, I caught that.
Yeah, and prepare your own meals using herbs because I was feeling like there wasn't enough preparation for your own hands. And there was no raw food. I needed you to have some raw food. So raw snacks, nuts, seeds, fruit, just a handful. Just getting some raw foods into the system through the course of the day. A couple of times a day or at least one time a day. Raw foods is so important because now we're putting something of nature in a natural form. I'm not saying eat raw foods all the time whatsoever. Not at all. I'm not saying that.
Give me an example of that.
Of a raw food? I mean, it could be any fruit. It's raw. Any seed, any nuts. Yeah. Any smoothie, you know, can be raw. Yeah, so raw food. But I take that back. Smoothies are raw, but I want that whole idea of chewing solid food because that's exercise for your chin, too. So the more you chew, so drinking a lot of stuff will cause this to droop down. You want to use your jaw muscles and chew.
What?
Yes. You think about it. How do you keep this up? You can you tighten it up? Press your jaws down. The only way this muscle can flex is if you press your teeth down together.
Masticate.
And that's a muscle.
If that's the case, I shouldn't have a second chin.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on
what. All the time.
No, it's a couple of things. Sometimes people eat, but they don't chew. Sometimes people eat, but they don't chew.
Okay.
So now let's start talking about how many times you're chewing, because sometimes we put it in our mouth and we swallow.
Okay.
And we don't chew. Okay, and that's the reason why sometimes we tend to eat a lot of food and different food because we're not chewing it and allowing the body to break it down and your body to really absorb the nutrients. Barbara, same thing, eating 30 minutes upon waking. Your go-to, you need to have some go-to healthy, health-conscious snacks. You know, so you really have to think about, hey, listen, when I want to snack on something, what is it that I'm going to go to? You know, have a go-to food. You know, I think you need to think about that. Leafy foods are also needed. You do need better food combos. You need to eat every 3 to 4 hours, you know, and being consistent in getting that food. Preparing your own meals is needed. There were too many processed foods. And based upon what I was seeing, I think, can I see your diary real quick? Yeah, based upon what I was seeing and the choices that you were making, with a lot of, you know, there was a lot of fast food, not a lot, but there were fast foods, there were processed baked goods, Milky Way, Honey Bun,
pick up and go
foods. I say that you probably need a cleanse. You need to think about some sort of cleanse because there may be some parasites that's causing you to want to feed off some of this sugar. So that's something that people need to identify. If you are very attracted to sugar and you feel like there's this yearning for sugar all the time, it could be very possible you could have some parasites in your system that's feeding off, and you need to be able to buy alkaline food. Once again, that goes in the category of raw or just live food.
Would alkaline water help with that?
All in combination. I don't say one thing, a combination of things, but food is more so because it sits in your system, and because food, like real food, is mostly water, then you are getting alkaline water from your food. So you want to have that food to break down that
what
system.
What I did try this week is I usually want a snack or something after I eat, and what I found myself doing, instead of grabbing a piece of candy, I start eating prunes or a raisin or something that's sweet.
Yes. And
it does help me.
It helps, right?
No,
and so now I tell you how we can add that. We can raise the vibration with the sweetness. Don't be afraid. Throw some dark chocolate in there. Pieces of dark chocolate. Throw some nuts in there and throw some seeds. And have your own trail mix. Yeah. Have your own trail mix. Be fine. Throw a little chocolate in there. But once again, because I think, look at food as vibration, then the more high, the higher vibration the foods are in that bag, you having a piece of chocolate in there is not going to affect it, because that's a natural. Okay. Cacao is a natural product of the earth, you know. So you want to get a dark chocolate, and you might, some people say, I don't really like it, but you are fine with the combinations of other foods, and in your mouth, it actually provides a different flavor, you know, and things like that. You know, and then you can use your dried fruit, too, if you wanted some dried fruit. But start having, now, don't get this trail mix, it's just everything just thrown in there. No, be selective, because that's how a lot of people waste a lot of food, because you eat too many different foods, when you can just take three food categories, a seed, a nut, and a fruit, and then you can have another seed, nut, and fruit, a different combination. Now you have two different types of go-to trail mixes, instead of just putting them all together and saying, hey, this is my one. No, you want variety, and that different combinations is going to give you a different flavor and different taste, and you're going to find that you're going to be able to taste your food better.
Okay, so let me ask you. I was telling Barbara I had a sweet recipe for her. Because sweets has been my issue too, especially being a diabetic, is to get some dark chocolate chips and melt them over the stove. Like put it, you know, in the pot or whatever. Make your own chocolate covered strawberries. And to add nuts, you can crush up almonds and dip the strawberries in the crushed almonds. And that could be it.
Cool. If you're going to take time to do that, that sounds good. One of the things then I would say,
And
what I say to raise the vibration of those foods too is when you have those type of snacks, let's raise the vibration and make sure when you get strawberries, let's try to get some organic strawberries, because they're pitted. And because they get sprayed, a lot of those pesticides and herbicides get inside of the strawberry, and you can rinse forever and a day. You're not going to get it out. And that's why you might find some people say, I'm allergic to strawberries, or when I get bite strawberries, they get a burning sensation. It's got the chemicals. It's all in the strawberry. So try to find organic strawberries if you do strawberries and raise that vibration.
Yeah. So you have to do the same thing with bananas?
Because it's got the peel and the pesticide.
Exactly. So it's not the fruit. It's the your body is just sensitive to the chemicals that they are spraying on the food. Yeah. So it's important to get the organic. So what I'm saying, say that again.
Is the importance still the same on bananas, even though bananas have a peel?
It's not as important, you know, but I do suggest or encourage people to try to get naturally grown fruit. You know, but I do also know that sometimes people feel like they are on a budget when it comes to food, and I respect that. You know, so I say, hey, let's be selective then about which foods you want to be organic before you try to say you want to get all organic. So pick and choose.
For me, just like I said, when I went to Whole Foods for the first time, I was completely overwhelmed and by everything. Foods I was unfamiliar with.
Of course.
And also the prices. But I figured this way, okay, my meat and my fruit have to be organic. I don't necessarily need organic mustard. But meat, and if I have to prioritize.
Yes. Yes. I agree. So that's one of the priorities I have, too. If whatever meat I purchase, then I definitely want to be organic meat, naturally fed. There are certain fruits. I usually like to buy fruits when they're in season. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I want to get them organic. And there are certain ones that I would choose to get for organic. Otherwise, I generally choose frozen variations of different fruits because I would put them in a smoothie. Mm-hmm. I don't eat enough or a lot of raw fruit when it's not in season. You know, it just doesn't taste that well to me. So especially being in Chicago in a colder climate, you know, and you can tell, you know, it's like, hey, I want a peach, you know. I want it when it's in season, and I want one that's going to be juicy, you know, in my nectarine. So what I generally do as the seasons change, then my diet changes with the season. So when the warmer climate comes, I'm going to eat a lot more raw fruits, you know, pomelos, cherimoya, jicama. I mean, these are all fruits that I just probably named, you probably haven't heard of, but they're in season. And then you get them, you're like, wow. I mean, cherimoya, it's like a candy apple. If you've never heard of it, but you can get it, but they're in season at Whole Foods. So you can get them at Whole Foods. When figs are in seasons, I get figs and eat real live figs. You know, so I personally, because apple, oranges, and grapes are the popular fruits, and you can get them all year round, and they are seedless, I don't eat those.
Apples aren't.
They're not supposed to be, but have you cut one open lately?
Yeah.
Cut them open. And you remember how they used to be as far as seeds compared to if you cut an apple open and you only see two seeds, where the rest of my seeds at?
They used to have a core. I cut my apple open today and it had the hole for the seeds, but it wasn't my seeds.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no seeds.
Genetically engineered.
Genetically engineered. Oranges. Apples, variations of oranges, and grapes. So they are not my go-to fruits. I know a lot of people want to say, hey, they get it for the kids. The kids get them because grapes still can be sweet, you know. And it's not like I may take a couple because, you know, it's around. Mm-hmm, it's around the household. But I don't sit around and eat those fruits. Yeah, I would choose something.
So what
else
are your winter season fruits?
I focus more on green vegetation when it comes down to the winter. So I'm looking for
melons, because they have melons all year round too.
Yeah, they
like honeydew still have seeds in it.
Honeydew, it's been years before I had a sweet honeydew that really tastes good, especially in Chicago. So for me, I pick and choose, you know, which fruits I eat, and I find other foods, you know, that are more in season and more flavorful and just add stuff to it. And like I say, frozen variations are generally what I would seek then at that point. But just sitting around just to eat a fruit, that's why people ask, oh, you just eat berries and leaves. No, I ain't sitting around eating that stuff all the time, because half that stuff ain't even real stuff, you know. So I'll pick and choose.
Oh,
yeah. So, you know, even...
I'm devastated about the apples.
Yeah. I mean, but if you pay attention to them, you know, the things, it'll show you. You know, just pay attention to it. All right, well, let's get to our homework assignment, our written homework assignment. I need 11 snack ideas. Yes.
Okay.
I said meals first. Okay. And did you all... So you all need to give me your meal ideas, too. Yeah.
Names on them or no?
Please put your names on them. And I need 11 snack ideas. And the transitional food habit is eliminate meat from morning meal. All
right. Oh, I'm sorry. Does she want ingredients with the meal ideas?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have just the meal ideas. I have to be ingredients with it. Thank you.
11.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the next homework assignment. Okay.
Yeah, that's easy. The next homework.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a question about this.
So let me make sure I said it correctly. So our transitional food assignment is, along with dairy only being one day a week.
We're still on that?
We're still on that. Mm. Still on dairy one day a week.
Wow.
Speaking of that. Speaking of that. How many was able to keep it one day a week? You able to one day a week?
I'm mad.
So you saying your smoothies were horrible because you didn't have the yogurt in it?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know how to make smoothies then.
Well, I need a recipe.
I got you. And then where you going to get it from?
What do you mean?
Where you going to get the recipe?
I'm going to get
SimpleAndGood.net.
Oh, no, we don't have the recipes on there, but we have a couple, but not necessarily.
We're going to get them from our meal plan, I guess.
Or just go ahead and move online.
Giving us a meal plan?
I will eventually get around to giving you a meal plan. Okay. But right now, I need to go through this transition.
I know, right?
No, not this week. No, we're still working on it. I still got to get it. You're supposed to give me a meal plan. I'm going to help you fine-tune what you like to eat.
Nice.
So you find... You give me
what
you
like to eat.
To eat.
That's not what you said. It's stuff on there that I have never even tried.
Mine, too.
Okay, but I did say if you had no concern, worry, issues, what would you... With that,
good
that's
or bad.
What
right,
well,
no meaning, no concerns, meaning I could eat without. The whole point of this is because we are concerned.
So if you don't have no concern.
No. I was very deliberate. I said that, remember, we always make decisions based upon vitality and longevity.
Okay. All
right. Right. We always make those decisions. But then when I say no concerns, I'm meaning that money is not an issue, time is not an issue, whereabouts, you know, is not an issue. There's no issue with getting the food prepared. And I want to see what that looks like.
Okay, so my meal plan has meals that I actually prepare and a couple that if I had time to prepare. And I felt like dealing with all the ingredients.
That's fine. I'm going to take a look at it and I'm going to give you. Okay. And then I say, no meat first thing in the morning. No meat in the morning. So no meat before 12 noon. Now, for you were only one, you said, for dairy. How many times did anybody try to step away from the dairy?
I'm sorry, eggs are dairy, right?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
But isn't there a lot of dairy in bread, too?
It can be. Depends on what bread you choose.
Yeah.
So that's why. So this is the reason why it's another week. Oh, this is going to be a little bit ongoing. Because I want you to really look at, like I say, if it was up to me and if I wanted to do one thing to help society, if I was only had one choice to help society to get healthier, I would eliminate dairy because there's no reason for it. We are the only mammals that
the
do
only thing
dairy.
I really care about is my food day in the morning. I guess I have to. But
yeah, there's you can go to Jubilee Juice and get a smoothie without yogurt in it. It tastes great.
A serious issue with cheese.
But that dairy for yogurt.
I went without dairy for the week except for the one day, and then another day I had a muffin that I made. Greek yogurt. I use Greek yogurt in place of it, but essentially I didn't have any except for that.
Okay.
And I did try veggie cheese as a substitute on a taco, and it was edible.
Soy-based
cheese. There's different variations. I don't eat that myself, you can go for it if you want to. You know? But this is what I'm going to tell you because that's the word. I think I shared the story. I went to a potluck, and everybody came in there with a dish, and everything had cheese on it. I don't care what it was, from bread to pasta to taco dips to, I don't care what it was, everything had cheese on it. And it's the one thing that no other mammal eat in the world but us intelligent, godlike humans. And it's the one thing that causes, or one of many, or the main thing that causes mucus development within the system. It will stop and clog your system. It will constipate you. It will stop your energy from flowing through your system, period. You will honk up, and I pay attention. I'm walking down the street, and you. Now, do you ever pay attention to how many people actually spit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just pay attention? How many people actually walk around and just spit?
Yeah.
What they spitting out?
It's
mucus. It's mucus. It's stuff in their system that their body is trying to get out, and it's coming, it's draining, and they just get in the mouth, and most people don't want to avoid swallowing, which they should, and they spit it out. If you ever pay attention on the sidewalk and you see the little black marks on the sidewalks all the time, because people spitting, and the mucus started. I mean, if you just pay attention, you will find that mucus in your skin, it turns into worms. If it was one thing, once again, that I could eliminate from the world, there would be a better place, it's dairy.
How are you going to have pizza without cheese?
Ah, so that's why I get you one day, because I like cheese pizza, too. I haven't got around to, I said
I'm going,
no, I can eat taco all day without cheese. I use avocado as my cheesy type.
Okay, let me break this down for you, because right now I feel like an addict.
That's fine, and it's great.
By the time I found out about the no dairy thing from Beatrice, I had already had ice cream every day. And I'm actually allergic to ice cream, but I wanted the black one.
And now do you think that people are not sitting around putting stuff in dairy? So you can get it, because that's the only reason you would actually eat dairy is something put in it. Otherwise, most people would not eat dairy.
But I have a lot of, this is going to be a challenge, a real challenge for me, because I got five different cheeses in my bin right now. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. And
now they all low fat.
I know this is
what I got.
We not that low fat, that all that stuff is not really a big concern, but I do really want you to look at your dairy intake. So once a week is what
almond milk is not dairy, right?
No, it's not.
No.
Once a week is what I'm looking for. But I would like for you once again to have a little card, and anytime you do eat dairy, I need for you to jot it down and bring it in.
Okay.
Every time you eat dairy, you make you a little sheet, and this is your dairy list. Every time you eat dairy, you jot it down. Once a week is what I'm looking for. I only want to be able to see one time a week or one particular day that you have in dairy. Outside of that, jot it down. That's all. We just want to be held accountable to see how often we choose to eat dairy, and we can't step away from that dairy. But as I guarantee you, after you learn how to function without it for a week or two, I guarantee you, you're not going to miss it. But you only know, you got to trust me on this one. But like I say, right now, if anybody healthier than me, then y'all can give me another suggestion. But I ask you all to take, I'm just saying, I can only share what I know.
I do have one question. From all of our diaries, you did give us feedback on what we needed to work on. Did you see anything positive
in our diaries? I knew that was going to start to come out.
I'm just wondering if we made some good choices.
Because meat is fishy.
Okay, well, this is the one thing that you would notice about Sherwood, and as you get to know Sherwood, because you probably don't know this. I think that many of the things that we do are all positive. Just the simple fact you hear is all positive. I'm not one of the individuals that gives a lot of accolades for such. I've been said that Sherwood, you know, and I understand that sometimes people need that. I save minds for when it really counts. I have an expectation, and I continue to provide an expectation, and as you meet that expectation, then you get my attention, and you get that praise for me when it counts. I'm not the person just because you give me a little bit and be like, ooh wee, you did good. No, ooh wee, we getting you out the red, and we got some work to do. And once we get out the red, and once we have completed some works and set some goals, then I'll be like, ooh wee, let's give a prayer, let's give a holler, let's do something, because now we have achieved. Now, as you are going down that road, definitely, I want to give you that support, and I want you to feel that the fact that I'm taking time out to give you information on how to improve you, that is that, yes, you're doing a good job. Let me take what you're giving me, and I'm going to give it back to you so you can improve it. So the things that I didn't make mention of, because I can give you a list of stuff I could have said, but I want you to look at and say, hey, listen, these are the things that are standing out to him. And if I address them, then he don't have to say a thing. So right now, if you give me that list, if you gave me a meal plan and everything I shared was rectified, then guess what? I either have to, one, find something else that needs to be improved, or either, two, say this is a darn good meal plan. And that's what I'm looking for. But if you give me something and you're not drinking enough water, you're not having enough bowel movements, you're not having enough sleep, you're not making eating too many processed food, you're eating out, you're never cooking, and all this is going on, no, I'm not reaching in and trying to find something real deep in there and say, but you really did this good. No, that's not going to happen from Sherwood. That's just not how it functions. You know, but I'm just keeping it real.
Wow. We had to write down our good habits. Are we going to do something with those?
I had you write down your good habits. Ooh. No, I had you write down five habits.
You said five good habits.
Okay, yeah, great. So with the good habits, y'all break it up toward the end of the show. We're going to address that next week then with the good habits. We're going to address that next week. I was really focusing on the negative or the habits that you had that impeded you and splitting those in half. But I do want to hear the good stuff. So next week, what we build upon, we're going to start upon that next week at the top of the hour. How's that?
Wonderful.
All right. Cool. The assignments, once again, was?
11 snack ideas.
No meat before noon.
No meat before noon. And continue
with no dairy.
And writing down dairy whenever you do.
Now, okay. I have to ask you a question. Are the 11 snacks that the 11 snack ideas, do they have to be prepared food snack ideas?
No, it don't have to be.
Okay.
All right? All right, all right. Well, I appreciate you all, and I appreciate my listener for taking time out to listen. Definitely want to connect with me and ask any questions. I'm on all the social networks, SherwoodAGrant.com. It's my website. You can reach me by email. A new email address I'm using is called forum@SherwoodAGrant.com. That's F-O-R-U-M @SherwoodAGrant.com. So if you have any questions or any thoughts, ideas, definitely you can hit me up there, and man, get on board. Tell your friends. Share the links, and we will talk to you next week.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose?
Tell me what you got.